Re'eh Beis, Chelek Yudalid. It's quite a sicha. Let's jump in and take a few nuggets of inspiration from it. Ultimately, it's a sicha about Dveikus. Uvoisid Bakum in Parshas Re'eh, cleave into Hashem. And really the question is, what does that mean? What does it mean, Uvoisid Bakum? Rashi comes and says, imitate Hashem. What should you do? Number one, Gmol Chasadim, which is pretty generic, do chesed, bury the dead, visit the sick. Okay, it's not the first time that Dveikus was said by in the Torah, and yet it's the first time that Rashi ever felt the need to go in this direction. Sometimes he didn't translate it at all, and sometimes he used the translation or the interpretation, cleave to Talmidei Chachamim, and through them you cleave to Hashem. But now, new one, Gemol Chasid. What do? Bury the dead and visit the sick. First of all, that order is a bit strange. Don't you first visit the sick, then bury the dead? Reminds me of the terrible story of the fellow who was a miser and he hosts somebody, a poor man, gives him pashtunkin a fish that was totally off. And the fellow gets sick and dies. Anyways, the rich man is so proud of himself. He says, look, from one piece of fish, I did four mitzvahs. I did achnasas archim. Then I visited the sick. I did bikur cholim. Then I went to the funeral, havayas hames. And then I did nichum aveilim for the children. Unbelievable. Four mitzvahs and one feshtunk and a piece of fish. That order is a bit interesting. Also, Rashi's source is l'chura from Saita, Masecha Saita. And over there, it has many more. It has malbish arumim. It has nichum aveilim. And Rashi takes out those and only has those two. Bikur Cholim and Avoy Sames. Why? Why not other ones? Why does he have this general thing, Gmol Chesed? What does that even mean? And the Rebbe says that the word Dveikus in Torah, we see for the first time by Dina. Shechem wants her, he violates her. It says, Vatidbak Nafshe Bidina, Bayeh Vaisa. He cleaved to her and he loved her. From the fact that the pasuk finishes off, and he loved her, that means that the implication of Tidbak is love, cleave with love. Vayeh Vaisanari, he loved the girl. That's what Dveikus means. So usually, Rashi doesn't feel the need. The Torah already told you what Dveikus means. Ahava, love. Wherever it doesn't fit the context, let's say the pasuk was anyways talking about Ahava, for example, in Parshas Ekev, it says La'ahava ula davka boisa, it can't be double. Then Rashi will come and say, Talmidei Chachamim. Now, where is the context of Bayas? It's talking about a Navi Sheker, a false prophet's coming, trying to seduce you. He obviously has some powers given to him by Hashem. As the Torah says, that Hashem is testing you, Ladas, to know if you are committed or not. So it's ladas to know hayishchem oyavim, whether you love or not. So in other words, the passing of the test is that you love. So why does it again have to say uvayisid bakum? Now Rashi can't fall back on the previous one and say cleave to Talmidei Chacham, because the pasuk is talking about various levels. Follow Hashem, serve Him, and then uvayisid bakum. If the top level is cleave to Talmidei Chacham after you already served Hashem, that feels like a downturn. Cleaving to Talmidei Chacham is a nice level, but it's not the pinnacle. It's cleave to Hashem. And then the questions arise, how do I cleave to Hashem? And the answer is, imitate it. So why do we use these two? Because in our context, the words before Uvayisid Bakun, it said, Ves mitzvayis av tishmar, follow the mitzvahs. So it must mean that Uvayisid Bakun is above that. In other words, it doesn't include things that were mentioned earlier. So whatever is already a mitzvah in the Torah is not in Vayisid Bakum. It's under the category Ves Mitzvah Tishmeru. For example, the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, etc. Whatever was already told at different times in the Torah as a mitzvah is not in that category. Which two ones were never told as a mitzvah? Bikur Cholim, when Hashem visits Avram after the bris. And Kfar Mason, to bury the dead, where Hashem did it to Aaron HaKohen. Now, things like lending money goes under the category of a mitzvah of Tishmaru, because again, it was already said. Malbish Arum, even though it's not clear in the Torah you have to give people, but it's implied from the fact that, let's say, someone lends another fellow money and they give as a mashkin, as a guarantor, they give clothing, you have to give it to them back because they need their clothes. In other words, it's implied. You have to dress people. It's not even a question. Now, comes the Rebbe and says, why do we have to over here elaborate what Gmol Chesed is? Because the Rashi started off Gmol Chesed, do Chesed. And what is that? Bikur Cholim? And to bury the dead for a mason. Because already in last week's parasha, that said Leleches Bechol Drachov, and that was in the following, that was following the words Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem. So all the inyanim of Gemilas Chasadim that Hashem already commanded. But over here, the pasuk Vaisid Bakun is following again after the words that says follow the mitzvahs. So therefore, Rashi has to specify what is the category of Gemil Chesed, specifically those two mitzvahs that we didn't mention earlier. Why in this order? Why bury the dead, then visit the sick? Burying the dead is an effort. And it's interesting, if you look at the sikh in the context of COVID, it's quite interesting. Burying the dead is a tircha, but there's very little worry that you're going to get sick of it. I mean, ultimately, like think about in the era of COVID, going to bury the dead, unfortunately, I've had to go do COVID funerals. Whatever, you protect yourself, you do what you can, and you bury. However, Bikur Cholim is much more risky, because you could get sick, COVID. It's illegal for me to even go visit people. I could bury them. Unfortunately, if they pass away, I can't, as a rabbi, I can't go visit them. So therefore, he's going and mikala lakavit from the lower to the higher level. The higher level is to bury to visit the sick. Ask the Rebbe, then why did you even have to say gmoil chesed and then specify? Just say those two. And the Rebbe brings a very interesting insight. He alpi nigla, in other words, he goes into a famous machlekes between the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and the Rambam. In general, the Rambam in his introduction has very big, harsh things to say about the Baal Halachas Gedolos, I think. He didn't like the way he counted mitzvahs, but ultimately there's a debate. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos has separate mitzvahs for clothing, visiting the sick, burying the dead, nichum avelim, etc. Rambam says they're all under the category of after the Recha Kamecha. Comes Rashi and says neither. They're not like the Bahag who said they're separate mitzvahs. And they're not like the Rambam that says it's under the category of Ahavta L'Recha Kameicha. It's under the category of Gemol Chesed. That Gemol Chesed is a mitzvah, and these are under the category. Fine. Finishes off the Rebbe in a Chesedis perspective. Boisid Bakun, how do you cleave to Hashem, which is the highest level, through Chesed? And that's a higher level of even mitzvahs of Tishmaru. So it's the next up. Keep the mitzvahs. Now, the mitzvahs, it's hafsav v'chibur, you're becoming connected to Hashem. How could this be any higher? And the Rebbe says that mitzvahs, when you do them because you were commanded, so the mitzvah is on you doing it. And the fact is that then there's me doing it. You know, like the famous expression in Chassidus, yesh misharif, someone is that loves. Someone is doing this mitzvah. So I'm a someone who is following the command. Dveikus, on the other hand, is I'm totally losing myself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rebbe, in another way of saying it is, even though Boisid Bakun starts because Hashem told me to do it, but the ultimate shleimus is that I become totally connected to the mitzvah, to Hashem. Like Shmona Esrei, where I'm totally, you know, non-existent in front of Hashem. And that's why Gemilas Chesed, to do the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Boisid Bakun, is higher than doing the mitzvah of Mkesef Talveh, which is under the category of Es Mitzvah Tishmar. In other words, these two specific mitzvahs, Kvaras Tameis and Bikur Cholim, have a whole new level that they reach the level of Dveikus. And the Rebbe brings interesting insight that we know that the Alter Rebbe, with his anhagas, his behavior was the way it was in above. And Erev Shabbos, just before sunset, is a time of dimdum, it's a time of sleeping, Lamaila. And he would fall asleep automatically, versus the Bilal that had to make himself go to sleep. So too, like you become one with the Eibishter. You're not imitating, like doing the mitzvah, but rather you're just automatically one. And he brings from the pasuk, from the Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow, and the Baal Shem Tov says, that's brought many times by the Barditchever, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that Hashem's your shadow, meaning that whatever you do, just like a shadow follows you, Hashem follows you, so too what Hashem does, we have to be his shadow and clearly cleave to him. And this comes and tells us, each and every one of us, that we can cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Hashem. And I think in this context of COVID, whether it's Bikur Cholim or Kvaris HaMeisim, when it's Hakan Nisayim to do these two mitzvahs, to remember that that's the way you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.